Yo, what is up, listeners? Welcome back to the show. This is TG coming to you from Miami. Finally, it's some good weather here. I'm glad that the tourists are gone. We have some holiday season. We can take a breather. And the weather is so nice outside. Played basketball for like 3 hours this morning. It was sunny, but it wasn't hot. That was great. So I haven't recorded an English episode in a while. And I was watching TV the other day, and this ad came on, and I feel like this is appropriate for a English version for this topic. I'm gonna play this jingle for you guys. I'm pretty sure many of you will recognize it.
1-877 cars for kids. Cars cars for kids.
You've heard of it, right? It wasn't the first time I saw the ad, but the last time I heard of it was probably years ago. But I immediately recognized the ad. You know the jingle, it's been stuck in your head for years. The jingle even has its own website where you can learn all about its history, the history of the jingle, not the history of the company, and how many times it's been referenced in popular TV shows. But how much do you really know about the organization behind it? In case you don't know, this jingle was for a car donation charity called Cars for Kids. That's Cars with a K, like the ad said. On the surface, Cars for Kids promises an easy way to donate your car and help kids, and get tax deduction in return. They also offer you a vacation voucher to boot, which is great. It all sounds very nice. But dig a little deeper, you'll find lawsuits, controversies, and a jingle that might not sound so sweet after all. Today, I want to talk about this organization. We'll uncover the history, the controversies, and where your donation really goes. This may not be news to you after all, because this organization has been in business for decades, and I'm pretty sure their model never changed, or never changed materially. For all the charitable organizations out there who's always relying on donations to survive, this one is particularly interesting. And hey, it's also car related, which is why I was hooked in the first place. So let's talk about it. First, let's start with what Cars for Kids says it does. The nonprofit organization, founded in 1995, allows people to donate their old cars, which they recycle or sell. The proceeds are used to fund educational, mentorship, religious programs for children. And of course, they've achieved something few nonprofits can claim. They've burned a jingle into our collective consciousness. I mean, love it or hate it, that's branding success. In that catchy jingle, though, the key message, well, effectively all it says is donate your car for kids today. It doesn't say doing what for kids, or exactly doing it for what kids. Look a little bit closer, you'll realize from their official website that the proceeds are used to fund educational, mentorship, and religious programs, like I said just now, but they are primarily for children within the Orthodox Jewish community. Their work includes running summer camps, providing tutoring, and offering other community-focused initiatives. They're also affiliated with another nonprofit organization called URAH. That's O-O-R-A-H. Apparently, it's parent organization, which is heavily focused on promoting an Orthodox Jewish lifestyle. This program in and of itself is not a problem at all. Helping a specific religious or cultural group as their charitable cause is totally fine. And what I'm about to present and discuss is nothing against Judaism or people who live an Orthodox Jewish lifestyle. In fact, if this is the cause you want to support, then this organization works perfectly for you. What I'm about to say is the way they market themselves, the way they promote themselves, the way they communicate their messages in their advertising campaigns, which is everywhere, there is a big problem. Potential donors on the receiving end of this ubiquitous jingle may not know that this organization supports primarily Orthodox Jewish children. It's like you thought you paid for a meat lover pizza, but received one loaded with anchovies. It is still delicious to some people, but was it what you wanted? Far from it, right? And the most important thing is, there's a strong argument that should Cars for Kids make it absolutely clear in their marketing communications, nearly all donations will go towards supporting Orthodox Jewish outreach. The amount of donations it receives will be significantly smaller. Currently, this organization receives plus or minus $100 million of contributions every year. And that's why people have been complaining about this lack of transparency. And this issue is not just ethical in nature, it's also legal. Now let's dive into the legal speed bumps, and there are quite a few. Cars for Kids has faced multiple lawsuits over the years, and they tell a story of recurring transparency issues and financial questions. The first major legal challenge came in 2009, when the state of Minnesota accused Cars for Kids of misleading donors. The ads made it seem like donations supported children across the country, but most of the funds, like we already established, went to programs tied to Orthodox Jewish children in New York and New Jersey. Less than 1% of what was raised in Minnesota went to Minnesota Kids. The organization settled with the state, paying $65,000 in fines and agreeing to improve its transparency. However, as we'll see, this wasn't the last time their advertising would come under fire. Fast forward to 2014, and Pennsylvania got involved. The state accused Cars for Kids of the same transparency issues, i.e., failure to disclose that the bulk of the donations funded programs for a specific religious community. They settled for an undisclosed amount and promised, once again, to be more upfront in their advertising. But did they learn their lesson? Not really. Then came the big one. In 2017, the state of Oregon hit Cars for Kids with a $2.6 million fine, the largest one yet. Oregon's attorney general alleged that the organization's ads were not just misleading, but deceptive, failing to inform donors that their money wasn't benefiting all children, but primarily those within the Orthodox Jewish community. Cars for Kids once again settled the case and promised to change its advertising practices. But even as of today, many critics still argue they haven't done enough. I mean, if you look at the ads on YouTube and on TV and everywhere, you still find no information about supporting the Orthodox Jewish community on that ad. It's only when you go to their website and go to the About Us pages where they detailed all of the programs they support will you actually find the programs are solely related to this single religious group. And the transparency issues are not the only issues they have. According to Charity Navigator, Cars for Kids has a dismal 2-star rating as of 2024. Why? A couple of big reasons. First, they spent nearly 1/3 of their revenue, just under 33%, on fundraising alone. That's a massive chunk of money going towards jingles, ads, and promotions instead of directly benefiting kids. Secondly, they don't have independent board members or audited financial statements available on their website. This lack of disclosure makes it nearly impossible for donors to verify how their money is being spent. For an organization that's raised millions of dollars, this is a significant red flag. When you can't clearly track where the money is going, it's hard to build trust with donors. Now, to be fair, the organization does publish their tax returns, tax forms on their website, but that's not the same as audited financial statements. the organization does have a board of directors, but that's very different from independent board members. So keep that in mind. On top of the financial and legal controversies, there are also questions about environmental impacts of their car recycling program. While Cars for Kids claims to recycle vehicles responsibly, critics argue that some cars end up in scrapyards or landfills, raising concerns about sustainability. So should you donate your car to Cars for Kids? That depends on what matters most to you, I guess. If convenience is on top of your priority list, they are a solid option, and they'll take almost any car and you get a tax write-off. But if you care about transparency and want your donation to make a broader impact, you might want to think twice. Organizations with higher charity navigator ratings or with more transparent financial practices might be a better choice. Or you could do what all of us car people always do. Keep that old jalopy and make it a fun project for yourself. At the end of the day, Cars for Kids is a case study in how marketing and mission don't always align. And this is putting it very mildly. Like some of the lawsuits already indicated, their practice is not just unethical. Sometimes it's deceptive, meaning it's actually illegal. And when you look at these organizations that promises to do great things, to support great causes, and they are asking for your donation, in this case, asking you to donate your car, which is something we all love. We share the love for cars, which is, you know, the fundamentally the reason why we're here talking about this today. You got to be very careful. You got to do your own diligence. You know, this is also a reminder that whenever we are donating to a charitable organization like this, we the donors are responsible for what we are doing. There are quite a few third-party watchdog type sites that monitor the performance of nonprofits, which should be a helpful resource for when you need a tax write-off. More discerning donors should also look into the charity's audited financials to see for yourself what is really going on with the money. Like people always say, you should always follow the money. Where the money goes tells the true story. And that's really it. This is a short program. I just wanted to talk about this issue with this ad that I saw with this charitable organization that I happen to run, you know, into. And hopefully this is something that is helpful for you guys. Thanks for tuning in to the Low Traction Show today. I'm TG, reminding you that it's always worth reading the fine print, even if it's buried under a catchy jingle. See you next time. I make it snow, I make it flurry, I make it out back to my redone.